Tennis star Venus Williams is one of the best-known athletes of her time. But tennis is not her only game. In August, Williams launched a new clothing, footwear, and accessories line called 11. The line is available at national retailer Stephen Barry's. She stopped by our New York bureau last week to talk to host Michelle Martin about her passion for fashion. And she told us why she named her clothing line 11.
Because it was part of my address growing up, so it was kind of going full circle, going from my roots and then being able to be involved in fashion, which has always been one of my dreams, along with playing excellent tennis as often as possible. So I just wanted to remind myself where I come from.
How did you get interested in fashion design?
I was interested in design because I just always have loved style and design and clothes. So I just wanted it to be part of my dream, part of my life.
You have always been known for your look, you know, from when, even when you and your sister were little girls, you know, the beads in your hair. And then when you got older, you really changed the look of women's tennis and the kinds of things that you wore on the court. So who's the inspiration for those looks? Does that come from your mom? Does it come from, where does it come from?
No, we're just being ourselves, basically, and who we were. We wore who we were on the court with our hair and our clothes and everything else in between.
In December, you're going to graduate from the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale, as I understand it.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you.
With an Associate of Science degree.
Yes, in
fashion design. I wanted to ask what that was like for you, because as many tennis players are who start their careers at a young age, and you not as young as some, but you were homeschooled for a long time. I just wondered, what was it like for you to get back into the classroom?
I had fun. I liked being in school. I loved school. And as it turns out, I'm finally getting out of school. So I'm excited about that, too.
What was your hardest class?
Oh, definitely math, algebra, anything with numbers wasn't my thing.
You have to do math in, you got to count your money. Come on now. But do you have to do math in fashion school?
Yeah, I got through those classes early and I vowed never to count again. But no, I enjoy the core classes a lot more than their educational requirements.
And what was your favorite class?
Oh my gosh, probably textiles, because I really like textiles. And these days, everything you do, even if you do it by hand, you end up scanning it in the computer anyway. So I liked doing that, and I liked working on the computer with it, and just I liked creating textiles.
Is a lot of the line sportswear oriented? Is it something that, you know, how these days, like the sneakers do both, you can wear them as a fashion piece, but they're also do some sports in them, and you know, like the yoga wear sometimes makes it onto the street. Is that the basis of the line, sports oriented?
Yeah, it definitely makes both part of my life, the performance part and the part of my life off of the court. So yeah, there are pants that fold down and roll over and look like yoga pants, but you could wear them in the gym, but you could also wear them out and about. So it definitely crosses over.
What about Serena? Does she wear 11, or is she doing her own thing?
Well, 11 just came out, so I'll be giving her a huge bag of it for sure. I'll be waiting in with a big bow on it in her bed or in her room somewhere.
And is there one favorite piece in the collection that you think is a must-have?
A must-have are definitely the jeans. You can wear them anywhere and mix it with match it with whatever's in your closet. And I wear them all the time. They're my staple in my wardrobe now.
Now, Venus, I don't know how to put this, but you're kind of a little thinner than some of us. So we kind of want to know if how can we say this? Those of us who are not top tennis stars can fit into these jeans?
Yeah, definitely. They go in sizes all the way to 18 or 20. And the shoes actually go all the way to size 12 if you have a larger foot and you're a woman. And there's actually a lot of great styles.
What are you wearing now? Are you wearing something from the line?
Yeah, I'm wearing 11 now, head to toe.
What you got on?
Got my tennis shoes on. They're pink and white, or kind of a fuchsia. And then I've got my 11 jeans on. And it has contrast stitching and brown. And my puffer jacket, because it's cold up here in New York.
So I was going to say, you don't have much need of a puffer jacket in Florida.
No, thank God.
What color is your puffer jacket?
It's black today.
Okay.
It comes in black and gray.
Well, what else you got in the line?
Accessories like sunglasses, jewelry, and lots of shoes, including the shoes that I wear on the court to perform in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and warm-up suits, some that are more performance-based, and then some that are more that you put on and wear out and about. Obviously, you could do it with both, and then things that you wear in the gym, and visors, and all kinds of fun things.
How much do your pieces cost?
Everything's under $20.
What?
Yeah, everything's under
$20. How do you manage that?
Because Stephen Barry's has done a great job with understanding how to make a really quality product at a price that's affordable to everyone.
And of course, the other question that a number of retailers are dealing with now, this is something that The Gap recently dealt with, which also does affordable clothing. It's this question of how the stuff gets manufactured. Are the standards of the factories what we would want? And I just wondered if you had had any conversations about that. Have you had any conversations about how that happens and making sure that these places, you know, conform to the standards you would want for your own kids?
I'm not sure what the other companies are dealing with on a daily basis, but I know that at Stephen Barry's we do our best to make a product that has a fair price to everyone so that everyone can afford it and it's fair to everyone who's making it.
Well, I wanted to ask, though, this, and I'm not being mean, I'm really not, but a lot of times people wonder whether the celebrities who promote these lines and who are associated with them, do they really do the design?
Well, like I said, I'm graduating from fashion design school, so I do have an education in design. So I've got a couple of things that I like to contribute on a daily basis.
So you have a team?
Of course I have a team because I want to play tennis, too, at the same time. I love being out there on the court. So it's definitely a team effort, and the collection's fairly large, so I couldn't do it on my own and still play professional tennis.
You know that there are a lot of young people who look up to you and want to be like you. Do you have any thoughts for them, any words for them?
Yeah, just enjoy life, have fun, do what you love as your job, and be confident. Always believe in you, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else can believe in yourself for you. So just go for your dreams. Enjoy your life.
We talked to two young ladies earlier this year, right before the U.S. Open, actually. Two young rising stars, sisters Sarah and Elizabeth Means. They played at the time at the Southeast Tennis and Learning Center in Washington, D.C., although they followed your footsteps and moved to Florida since then. But I want to play you a short clip of what they told us. And let me ask you a hard question, and I hope it doesn't hurt your feelings. But sometimes when kids play a sport that a lot of other black kids don't play, or people of their own, you know, group or whatever, sometimes people have things to say. You know, they say, oh, you think you're white or anything like that. And I just wondered, has that ever happened to you?
We've heard it before, but you don't listen to it. And that's what Venus and Serena teach us, that not to listen to what negative things people have to say, because we have talent and we know we're good. So we can go to the top as high as we want to go because we're focused.
Elizabeth, what about you?
No, nobody has really ever said anything to me. Even if they have before, I mean, I wouldn't really listen to it because I know I have game. I mean, my sisters do have game, and that no matter what they say, they can't bring us down by their words.
What do you think when you hear that?
Oh, that's so cute. It's so sweet. And they say it with conviction, and they know it. So the sky's the limit for them. They're working hard, and it's going to pay off.
You think the next generation of tennis stars, I think one of the things I keep going back to is you and also Serena, the way you were your own selves. You know, you brought your own style to the game, and you're kind of doing your own thing afterwards. And I just wonder if you think that the next generation is going to have to fight the same battle that you did.
I don't see my life as a battle. I see my life as challenges that I've had, which everyone has. You have to work hard to be good at anything, and I enjoy working at it. And I see my life as a blessing more than anything.
So what's next for you?
What's next? I'm going on 11 tour, just launching the 11 line, letting everyone know the great news. And then after that, I'll graduate from school and start playing tennis again on tour next year when the tour starts.
What about after tennis? Do you think fashion's going to be what you're going to do? Or is there something else tucked up your sleeve? I don't know, like the astronaut program, something.
Okay. I don't want to do any more math, remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That would involve math, yeah.
But I had to give that dream up at around 10. So I definitely see 11 being around for a long time. Something I'd love to do for a long time. And other than that, I just want to probably relax a little bit after tennis for a few months, just kind of do a thing like stay at home and not travel so much.
I don't think anybody could blame you for that. Venus Williams is a professional tennis player. Her new fashion line, 11, is available in Steve and Barry stores throughout the country. She joined us from our studios in New York. Thank you so much, Venus Williams.
Thank you so much.
That's our program for today. I'm Cheryl Corley. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.